It's time once again for the Crack Man Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repair. I'm Darren Kincaid, and I'm here with the crack daddy himself, Adam Tracy. Adam has 15 years of experience in the construction industry, and as a civil engineer, is A1 Foundation's resident engineer on staff, solving a plethora of unique foundation problems every day. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems due to water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, digging out your own basement stairwell. Good idea or bad idea? So Adam, last week's podcast was a warning of why it's a bad idea to dig out a swimming pool in your basement. On the heels of that, we have another DIY self-digging project gone bad. What happened there, Adam?
Yeah, this is a very interesting case, and this wasn't an online video. This is actually a real-life house right in our backyard here. We got a call from a local realtor who had a customer or a client of hers that was interested in buying this house, and it had been on the market for a long time. And come to find out the reason why is because it was a really unconventional access into the basement from the garage. So I have a photo I'm going to show just so you can see what we're going to talk about here. But imagine you're rolling into your garage and you open up your driver's door and 6 feet down, there's a hole to get into your basement. And this is what it kind of looks like. So this homeowner was very creative and wanted to have his ability to get out of his vehicle and go into the house directly into the basement. It was an attached garage, but the only access was around the house. And that wasn't good enough for this particular homeowner. So they had probably go rented a jackhammer and jackhammered a nice big open area in the floor. And they just dug it down until they got to the bottom of the wall there. And they cut that doorway open. Looks like about 28-inch door. So a relatively small door. Put an exit door in there and then put in some wooden stairs on the way down. So as you would imagine, having a homeowner coming in or a potential buyer coming in, it's very nerve-wracking because there's a giant hole in the floor that then goes to a door into the basement. And there's rocks and there's debris and there's sand all falling in here. So it was a very concerning aspect of this particular house. So we were hired out to go take a look at this, evaluate it with the homeowner or potential homeowners there. So what we found was that surprisingly, the guy actually did a decent job at stabilizing everything. The problem that he had is that he cut it in with a jackhammer. No big deal, because the slab of the garage floor does not really bear any weight. It really doesn't hold anything besides the cars being on there, but it doesn't actually have any structural capacity for the house. But what he did is he dug it down and all of the sand and gravel started to undercut the stairs that he put in. And that's a problem because now between the top layer of the concrete and the sand that supports that concrete is a 1 to 2 foot gap all in that area. So it's extremely hollow and it's going to subject to buckling and it's not stable anymore. The cut into the foundation was done, it looks like it was done professionally because you can see the saw cut marks on the wall there. It looked like it had been measured out properly. You can see how they attached it to the wall when they did it. So it wasn't just somebody drilling and jackhammering it out. So it looks like he hired somebody to cut that hole in the wall for that. But the foundation itself was okay. There wasn't any sort of major cracking with it. There wasn't any sort of major structural deficiency. But in terms of that access point, completely unsafe, completely non-tenable. So the buyer for this home basically was reassured that, yes, it's probably not safe. It probably wouldn't be allowed by any sort of building inspector. But in terms of what they did to the house structure, it's okay. The garage floor, that's a different issue. It's very unsafe there. It's going to destabilize the floor. They're subject to heaving. I wouldn't park a vehicle in there because of the weight of it, because you're likely to collapse that dirt shelf underneath. So we basically told them you have a couple options. You can fill this in and then re-pour over this. Or you can talk to the building department to see if they'll allow you to shore up the sides of the walls and maybe put railings around the edge so that you don't have any accidental falls into a 6 foot hole with stairs and debris down there. So very unconventional. First time I've seen it. First time any of the guys here in the office had seen it as well. Definitely an eye opener. Someone who was very creative, but not necessarily doing it the right way. Should have been an outside access or access through the house directly and then down. Not the right way to do it. They were able to do it mostly safely, but not the right way. So before you take on any sort of project like this, you have to make sure that, one, you're through the building department to make sure that any sort of safety concerns or structural concerns are addressed, because that's their job, is to make sure that the houses stay safe for its occupants and then future occupants. And then, two, hire a professional to do something like this, because last thing you want to do is have a shelf of dirt collapse on you, bury you in your own house as you're digging something out. You got to make sure you're doing these things safely. And most contractors are going to be licensed to be able to do something like this safely with approval from the cities. So just a lessons learned on this thing, a nice curiosity. They end up putting an offer in the house and have kind of a game plan forward to be able to fill this thing back in so that it becomes a safe area again.
Well, thanks, Adam, for sharing this interesting case study. So to answer the question, it is not a good idea to dig out a stairwell from your garage to your basement. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Adam at 866-929-3171. Or you can email Adam at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening and keep that basement dry.